Welcome everyone to Skin Connections, the podcast. I am your host, Gay Wardle. In Skin Connection, I interview some of the most amazing thought leaders, influencers, and educators in our industry. And I get to talk to them about everything skin and science. The National Retail Association is the peak industry association for retailers and quick service restaurants in Australia. Their work is fundamental to the growth of retail industries, from supporting their members with workplace relations and training services to advocacy to government on issues directly relating to their businesses. As the second largest workforce in Australia's economy, retail has more skin in the game than most industries when it comes to safeguarding jobs. Jenny Champion is the Retail and Personal Service Industry Skills Advisor for the Department of Employment's Small Business and Training's Industry Skills Advisory Program. She provides the department with evidence-based information about skills needs, jobs growth, and new industry directions to guide investment decisions and program design to the Department of Employment, Small Business and Training. DESBT. The industry reference group are currently working on a proposal to request the endorsement of the Diploma of Beauty Therapy as an apprenticeship in Queensland. Today, Jenny Champion talks to us about why the proposal is so vital to the beauty industry and how we as an industry can support this application. Welcome, Jenny. So welcome, Jenny.
Hi, Gay. Thank you.
It's such a pleasure to talk to you. And I know you've been working so hard at trying to get this proposal through. So I'm really excited to share what you've been doing on this podcast with our listeners. And I know that people are really eager to hear what you've got to say because the support has been amazing for what you're doing. So can I start off with asking you, first of all, what is DESBT?
Yes, Gay. DESBT is the Department of Employment, Small Business and Training. This department is responsible for supporting the Minister for Employment and Small Business and the Minister for Training and Skills Development. The department oversees in Queensland three specific areas. It has three functions. So the first function is to do around employment, and this is to increase employment opportunities for Queenslanders, and in particular in disadvantaged cohorts. The second function is around small business, and this is to ensure small business can seamlessly interact with the government and that they are supported to grow and employ in their regions. And the last function is training, which is to facilitate access to and participation in vocational education and training pathways, enabling Queenslanders to gain employment in current and future industries.
Wow, that's such an important and covers such large areas within business as well.
It does, yes.
Yeah, and I can imagine you're incredibly busy working with all of that, getting everything organised.
Yes, I am, yes.
So, again, thank you for taking the time to talk to us. My gosh.
My pleasure.
So can I ask you a little bit about the proposal for the beauty industry and how that is going? So, yep. What is the proposal that the beauty industry is going to put to the Department of Employment, Small Business and Training? And can you tell us a little bit about that?
Absolutely. So this proposal is going to go to the department. The proposal is surrounding the Diploma of Beauty Therapy being declared as a four-year apprenticeship in Queensland. It came about because we know as a consumer, it's an expectation that workers in the beauty services industries are qualified with high skill, technical and theoretical knowledge because of obviously what they do. And there's a great amount of knowledge that is required to work in this industry. The proposal is for the Diploma of Beauty Therapy to be declared as a four-year apprenticeship in Queensland. As we know, as a consumer, it's an expectation that workers in the beauty services industry are qualified with high skill, technical and theoretical knowledge, because as we know, there's a great amount of knowledge required to work in this industry. things surrounding the involvement of education in skin science, skin anatomy, and the diagnosis of skin conditions, just to name a few.
When we look at the states within Australia, there's only really one state that is supporting this, and that's in New South Wales. So really there's been no other apprenticeships for beauty therapy within Australia. So is this going to work with the RTOs that are providing these skills at the moment?
Yes, absolutely. And you are right. This will hopefully set a precedence for the rest of Australia as well. So we're doing some really important work here. And as we know, the beauty industry has changed dramatically over the last few years. And that's due to a lot more invasive treatments that are being performed now more than ever. And it's vital that the technical scientific level of the skill required to diagnose and treat skin disorders and to prescribe medical grade skincare and treatment safely. An employee must be fully skilled and trained. We have a large backing from industry and also from registered training organisations that really understand the need for the Diploma of Beauty to be endorsed as an apprenticeship in Queensland.
That's amazing. I think from, you know, me being part working in the industry and also owning a clinic as well, you know, I find that this program is only going to increase the numbers of people working within the industry. It's going to improve, their skill sets. Do you agree with that?
I absolutely agree with that. And we're also looking at, we're doing this obviously to help the industry to improve the skills of the people working in the industry and the approval of the Diploma of Beauty as an apprenticeship. We are hoping will increase the uptake and the completion of the qualification. And the reason that we are looking at it as an apprenticeship is we want to ensure that the students who are undertaking this have access to hands-on, real-life scenario education and training.
Beautiful. So with this, do you think that within the beauty industry, if we do get this through in Queensland, or when we do get this through Queensland, if I can?
Yes, yes. We're positive. We're going to get it through.
Do you think that we will actually be able to, this will open up other states that don't have this apprenticeship in Australia? Do you think it'll probably be easier for other states like Victoria, WA, even Tasmania to have this sort of apprenticeship?
I hope so, because as I said before, we will set a precedent to get this through. There are not many diplomas across all of vocational education and training that are, one, funded by the state government, and two, that are recognised apprenticeships. So once this goes through, we are hoping that the rest of the states will actually see it and move forward with their proposal as well, because it's anticipated that we're going to increase enrolments in school-based apprentices and also those who are new and coming into the industry, and also those who are in the industry at the moment who do not hold a diploma qualification.
Yeah, I think it's going to really increase the morale of the industry as well, because when we actually, you know, I hear from people that are employing beauty therapist constantly, and you know, one of the things that I'm hearing is that the skills that they need aren't there. So I think this apprenticeship is definitely going to help with the, you know, uptake of that employment, because they, you know, the skills will be on the job learning. How do you think that works with industry? Like, you obviously have been involved with other apprenticeships in other industries, how do you see that working within the beauty industry?
Yes, I think the introduction of the Diploma of Beauty as an apprenticeship and as a formal training pathway will help secure and safeguard the integrity of the industry as well. It will reduce the inconsistent training standards, and it will create a benchmark of qualified industry experts. And added to that, it will also ensure that there's a high practicing standard in health and safety and duty of care for the clients. So we're looking for a uniform standard practice and approach.
Yeah, health and safety is so important, and I think that's if we can really understand how our apprenticeships will help with that.
Yes,
sure, that there is people fully trained before they start doing treatments, like simple things like waxing and tinting, and not that they're not trained when they come out of college, but they don't have the hands-on experience to the degree. And with a lot of online learning these days, it's harder for them to get that experience.
Yes, I 100% agree. Absolutely.
So have you had much support from the industry for this? How is the industry supporting you?
Yes, we've had a lot of support from the industry. The industry has responded extremely well and in extremely high favour of this request for the diploma to be declared as an apprenticeship. And we've done that consultation via the Industry Skills Advisor Industry Reference Group, their formal meetings that we have with the Industry Reference Group in Queensland. In the way of written documentation, we have completed industry surveys, face-to-face meetings, video conferences. You know, we're getting out to industry as much as we can to get their feedback and their validation for this proposal as well. So very high favour and very high support for this proposal.
Yeah, so I'm sorry, Jenny, is that industry support just coming from clinic owners, or is it across the board with supply companies, associations and networking groups as well?
Yes, across the board. So it's from employers, large and small. As we know, they're usually small to medium sized enterprises. From registered training organisations, from peak bodies and associations. So from across the board, we're getting everyone on board with this.
Okay. So if someone wanted to say, if they became part of this program and just say they wanted to complete it sooner than the time that has been allowed to complete, is there room for that as well?
There certainly is. So we're requesting that the apprenticeship will have a nominal term of 4 years. In Queensland, though, we have competency-based training. So if an apprentice is able to get through the training sooner than 4 years, let's say they take 3 years and they are competent in their practical and theory skills, then yes, they can be signed off earlier.
So can I just ask you about signing off with this? How is that conducted? Is that done with a registered training organisation in conjunction with the clinic? Do they both need to sign off, or what happens there? Or have we not got to that stage yet?
No, we certainly have. So under the guidelines of an apprenticeship or the formal training pathway through VET, competency is reached when all parties actually agree that the student is competent. So that is the training provider, the employer, and the student. So all three parties need to agree that the student is competent before they are signed off.
And if any reason that they don't get signed off, how do they do that? They just do a longer time?
They do, yes. So we've got the grading system of, it's very easy, you're either competent or you're not yet competent. If someone is not yet competent, then they continue to train in the skills that they're not yet competent in until they reach competency. And then once again, all parties would agree once they are competent to sign them off on a unit.
Beautiful. And can I ask you, when someone partakes in an apprenticeship, are they able to be transferred? Are they, you know, what happens there? You know, like I just know from years and years and years ago with hairdressing that once you had an apprenticeship, you had to finish that apprenticeship, I think, with that business. Mm. Is that still the same?
No. When you start an apprenticeship, more often than not, particularly in traditional trades, apprentices will move around between employers. Not necessarily so much in the beauty industry, but if you started with one employer and then you moved on to another employer, your contract stops with your first employer and then you resume it with your second employer. You do not lose any time. You do not lose any of the competence that you've already gained. So it's basically just finishing at one and then picking up at the next.
It's amazing. So if someone's looking to do this apprenticeship, what would be the process for them? Kind of, you know, do they apply to a clinic? Do they apply through an RTO? What would be a normal process for anyone wanting to take on an apprenticeship?
Yes. So once we get the apprenticeship funded, there will be a lot of promotion from the department, for one, also two, from industry, that it is now an apprenticeship. And we are looking at getting the uptake of promotion from the registered training organisation, from employers. It'll be promoted through schools because we are looking at it as being a school-based pathway as well, with restrictions involved. So all of industry will need to promote this. That's part of my job as well, is promoting this once it is an apprenticeship. So going out to industry and saying, this is now an endorsed apprenticeship. This is the benefits of having an apprentice in your business, and away we go. So there'll be lots of promotion behind it.
Fantastic. So, and that promote, that advertising, is that like coming from government for the apprenticeship, or how will people know that they can apply for an apprenticeship?
That will generally come from the industry, which will be the training provider and industry associations and employers. The department will have it on their website and their training scope as an endorsed apprenticeship, but they won't necessarily advertise to industry that it is. We'll also get the Australian Apprenticeship Support Network involved, which is a department that contracts to the federal government, and they will also be involved to promote this as well.
There's a question that I want to ask, and I'm not sure that we can answer that on this podcast, but...
Okay, go for it.
So is there protection? Just say that we have an apprentice that has taken or be signed into a clinic and they're not treated well. Is there protection for that apprentice? And likewise, the other way, if the apprentice isn't working for the clinic, is there protection there?
Absolutely it is, yes. So we're currently looking at the modern award, the hairdressing and beauty modern award at the moment, to ensure that the structure is there, one that surrounds the wages. That's very important. And we have the SDA looking into that for us at the moment. So we need to ensure that when someone is employed as an apprentice in a salon, that they are being paid correctly, that they are receiving their entitlements, that the employer is educated to know all of that information as well. And they will still fall under, obviously, all the legal rights and responsibilities the employer has and the apprentice has within any normal workplace. Because it's an apprenticeship, though, there's an additional level there where the Australian Apprenticeship Support Centre is there to guide the employer and the apprentice throughout their formal training. So they can be called on at any time if either party has a question in regards to the actual training contract surrounding their apprenticeship, any concerns about training or behaviour in the workplace, those sorts of things. There is a safety net there.
You talked about awards, Jenny. Will this mean that beauty therapy will have its own award? There is an award for beauty therapists at the moment, but I think it's still connected with the hairdressing.
Yes, it is. So it sits under the Modern Award for Hairdressing, and there is a provision in there for an apprenticeship in beauty. However, at the moment, we are just looking at how that will, because that's in New South Wales, so how it will correspond to Queensland and the SDA, which is the union representative, are actually looking into that in great detail at the moment, because we need to put that in our proposal to the department. That is a really important aspect that they will be looking at.
That would be so good.
Yes. I don't have the full details yet because I'm still waiting to hear back from Justin at the SDA, but they are certainly dotting all the I's and crossing all the T's.
I, for one, know exactly how hard you've been working on getting this through, and what you've achieved in such a short time has been amazing. So thank you. Is there anything that we can do to get involved, the industry can do to get involved and stay up to date? Like, what more support can industry give you to actually assist with this?
Yes, we've had, as I said before, we've had fabulous support from industry through the surveys and meetings that we have had. The best way to be involved in this is to reach out and let me know that you'd like to be involved. And you can do that through the National Retail Association website, or you could actually just email me directly. I'm happy to get emails and phone calls directly from people who would like to be included in the discussion of this proposal or who have some information and feedback that they would like to present as well.
That's great. And at the end of this podcast, can we actually share your email address?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
This is something that's very close to my heart. So I'm very, very grateful that you have embarked on putting this together and working so hard to get it through government. You know, for me, I just see that it is only going to increase the standards of the industry. And also, right now, we have a huge skill shortage, and I think it's only going to improve that as well. Can I just ask you, is there a re-entry apprenticeship? Yes, for someone that's maybe been out of the industry for a long time, maybe, you know, had a family and now they want to come back in. Is there refresher courses that they can do through this as well?
The apprenticeship itself is open to anyone of any age. So if it is, as an example, a person who has been out of the industry for many years, the apprenticeship is actually open to them. The funding that we are hoping to receive from the state government will cover someone who is coming back into the industry. It will cover someone who is currently working in the industry, and it will cover new entrants as well as school-based into the industry. What we then need to look at is we also have under apprenticeships federal government funding, and this will be a little bit of a grey area, and it will be assessed on an individual's circumstances as to whether or not the employer is able to access the federal funding. So there's two lots of different funding there, but we do know the state funding is accessible, so that's great. And that basically means that the training is going to be paid for with the state funding. In regards to upskilling, etc., this is not going to be a skill set or a short course. If you enroll in this, it will actually be a full apprenticeship.
Great. Can you explain the difference between what a traineeship is and what an apprenticeship is?
Yeah, absolutely. So an apprenticeship is usually deemed by the government as a traditional trade qualification. So if you're looking at things like electricians, motor mechanics, etc., that will be deemed an apprenticeship. So it's usually a traditional trade, and it will usually go for up to 4 years of training. A traineeship is considered a non-traditional trade. So we could use the example of someone doing a certificate 3 in business. And a traineeship will generally run between 1 to 2 years.
So, Jenny, I think what you are doing for industry, getting this apprenticeship and making it happen and getting it as far as what we've got, what time frame? I'm asking how long is a piece of string here, I know, but what time frame do you think it would be before we could actually say, yay, we've got an apprenticeship in Queensland?
I know, I'm so excited for this day, Gay, when it happens, let me tell you. Well, I've been with the National Retail Association since February this year, and I do know that the wonderful work, Gay, that you started on this proposal last year with our previous consultant, and I've just picked it up and run with it. And you, as you know, we've done a lot of hard work in the last couple of months. This proposal will be submitted to the department in July, and then it is up to them to assess the proposal, validate the proposal. They will also then go back to industry to ensure that what we have written in the proposal is true and correct, and then from there they will make their decision. So we are hoping to have it into the department in July. From there, unfortunately, it's out of our hands as to how long they will take.
Right, so we need to get somebody in there that can actually...
Yes, we need to get someone on the inside. Absolutely. That would be good.
But to get that into there by July is just amazing, just amazing. So, yeah, let's hope that... I know there's a lot of funding at the moment for apprenticeships, I've heard. Is that true? So the government's kind of eager to get things like this started.
Yes, they are. What they have just completed, though, is a price list review for funded qualifications in Queensland. On that review was a lot of the beauty qualifications, because at the moment the state government is overspent by, which it now has gone up by about $80 million this financial year. So they're looking at ways that they can reduce their spending on vet pathways and on qualifications. In saying that, we are obviously asking for funding, but we're asking for it for an outcome of training and employment. So we have a specific pathway and industry backing that this will achieve employment outcomes for Queensland. And that's what the whole department is about. Because this program is actually an initiative of the Queensland State Government Skills for Queensland, which is Great Training for Quality Jobs program. So this aligns directly with that program. So we're looking at what can we save in one way and then put into this request for the Diploma of Beauty to be endorsed. And I think we've done a good job, Gay. We've had some good feedback from the department already on the price list review that we submitted last week.
Oh, that is brilliant. That's just music to my ears.
Yes, it is. Yes, I agree.
So I know that you get excited with every progression that is made through this. So and
I do, yes.
And we share that excitement with you and appreciate all the hard work that you're doing.
Thank you
for this, Jenny. And Jenny Champion, you are a champion. So you are.
Thank you, Gay.
I love the name. it sums you up. Oh. So thank you so much for sharing this morning. I know you're so busy.
It is my pleasure. Thank you.
Really appreciate that. And thank you for all your continued hard work.
Thank you, Gay.
Thanks, Jenny.